Welcome to the Building Up Leaders in Property podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Bangura, and I'm thrilled to have you here with me today. Whether you're an emerging leader or a seasoned manager in the property and construction industry, this podcast will help you elevate your leadership, build a cohesive team, and have more impact. Join me every week where I'll leave you excited and confident to take your next steps. Thanks for being here with me. Now let's get started. I was at a networking event the other day and someone asked me why I moved from project management and property development into leadership coaching. And I gave the same answer that I always do, which is that I had a midlife crisis. And whenever I say this, I always get a few laughs and giggles. But the truth is, that is exactly what happened for me. I was in my mid-30s and to be honest, my life was going great. I was having possibly the best year of my life. I had gotten engaged and married. We had bought an apartment on our dream street in our dream suburb. I had gotten a new job. I was earning great money. I was traveling a lot. And on paper, my life looked perfect. I was ticking all the boxes. And I remember one day, not long into my new dream role, I had this sudden realization that I was already looking for what was next. I was, after a few short months, already skipping ahead. I was searching for meaning in the next role and thinking that when I achieved that, that would be when I would suddenly be happy. I would suddenly feel fulfilled in my work and in my life. And I came to the very uncomfortable realization that despite having achieved all of these things that I had wanted, none of them were bringing me the fulfillment that I'd expected. I was confronted with this idea of, oh my gosh, have I got this all wrong? Have I been working towards the wrong things my whole life? And the first time in my life and in my career, I could not see a clear pathway ahead. And this was deeply unsettling for me. I am a high achiever. I like to do things well. I like to push myself. I've always been very ambitious and driven. And suddenly I just didn't know what to do. I didn't have the answers and I didn't have a plan. And realizing that, I went on a deep personal quest to really explore what it was that would make me happy and to really understand for myself what it was that I wanted in my career, in my life. And if I'm perfectly honest, this is the first time I had ever really allowed myself to take the time and the space to explore the question of what do I want? And it was really hard. I only got there because I spent a huge amount of time and investment in reading and exploring new possibilities and working with coaches and getting guidance and support to reimagine a life beyond what I already knew. And beyond the career path and the career ladder that I'd always expected that I would follow. That was a really incredible personal growth journey for me. And I was really blessed with some incredible people and incredible support and resources on that journey. And, you know, I've always been a self-help junkie. I always love personal improvement and development. And over the course of about a year, I just went really deep with this stuff. I went on secondment. I gave myself space away from my day job, away from my family, away from my everyday life in order to really cultivate new experiences and to challenge the status quo of my life. And during this process over, you know, a year or so, I shared my experience with lots of other people. I started talking to colleagues and other women in the industry about my experience. And what I realized was my experience was by no means unique. There was a lot of people, particularly women, particularly at that mid-career point when they're stepping into or on that cusp of management and leadership roles, who felt a deep sense of dissatisfaction and were just as confused as I had because, you know, we thought we'd done everything right. We thought we had achieved all the milestones and that at some point it would be enough and that we would be happy. Time and time again, people shared their experiences with me that wasn't the case for them either. And on the back of that insight and that shared experience and on the recommendation of a friend of mine, I decided to explore coaching. I decided to look at the challenges that women are in our industry particularly face around this mid-career point. And this is, you know, where we often see so many women exit the industry. They have developed a level of skill and mastery, and at that point of promotion, all too often they leave. You know, this is often attributed to things like sticky floor or glass ceilings and all these other different ideas. And whilst there are absolutely systemic challenges within our industry that need to be addressed and worked through, I became really obsessed at that time with how do we help individual women through that journey. And I retrained as a coach and I started to explore that. And over the last 5 years, I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of people within the industry to really support them on their journey and to help them get clarity on what it is they're working towards and how to make it happen and ensure that we continue to cultivate a sense of purpose and fulfillment through our work. Because the truth is, our industry is tough. There are much easier sectors to work in than property and construction. It is a tough industry. It's cutthroat. It is tough timelines. It is big constraints and it's complex projects and complex environments. And the people that are drawn to these roles are incredibly talented and incredibly dedicated to their work. And I want to help make sure that people's ambition is aligned with what will actually make them happy and bring them joy and satisfaction. And a startling reality for me on my own journey was that as much as my career meant a huge amount to me, I actually had to also look beyond simply my career. I realized that it had become so much of my identity. It was probably the most important thing in my life, beyond my relationships, beyond my family. And when I had that realization and I was able to kind of step back and see how crazy that was, it forced me to reassess my life completely in a way that I had never done. As children, and certainly when I was growing up, we weren't taught to think about our lives in terms of fulfillment and what we truly want and how to set aligned goals. That wasn't how we approached what we would do when we are older. And I think it's still not how we approach it. Hey there, I'm interrupting today's episode because I want to share something special with you. If you've been on a leadership journey with me through this podcast, you know that I'm all about empowering leaders. Now, I have exciting news. I'm about to open the doors for a new intake of coaching clients who are ready to take their leadership skills to the next level and achieve outstanding results. If you're eager to create sustainable success as a leader, I invite you to explore how my exclusive coaching program can help you reach your goal. Whether you're an emerging leader or a seasoned manager, this program is customized to get you results. Don't miss out on this opportunity to invest in your growth as a leader. To learn more, simply visit my website, rebeccavangura.com, or you can find the link in the show notes. This is your chance to discover if the coaching program is the right fit for you. Okay, now let's get back to today's episode. And having worked with so many people now on these questions, I think it all boils down to one simple question, and it is, what do you want? What do you want your career, what do you want your life to look like? And it is a simple question, but it is not easy to answer. And I see people grapple with this very question time and time again. I want you to think about this now for yourself. Can you answer it, right? What is it you want? And if you can clearly define that, you know, hat off to you. But I think for most of us, it is a struggle. But I want you to invite you to be on that journey to answer that question for yourself, knowing that what you want will be completely different to what I want, and it will likely be completely different to what those people around you want for you. And it's a really personal question that requires us to think about our lives in a very multifunctional way. It requires us to think about ourselves beyond just our careers and beyond just the roles we may have, both in and outside of work, or the achievements that we may have. It requires us to go deeper and think about what will bring us joy, what will bring us happiness, and what matters most to us. And I want you to think about this as planting a seed of this question. You know, for most people, this is not an answer that they just come to overnight or in an instance. It is something that requires a bit of work and a bit of time and a bit of self-exploration. But I do challenge you to really get clear on your answer, because once you know what it is that you want, that is when you can actually create it. I see people struggle with this all the time, because it's not only a process of understanding what really motivates us and what will really make us fulfilled and bring us joy in our work and in all areas of our lives. But once we also define what it is that we want, we then also have to really get honest with ourselves. Like, how much do we want that? Do we really, really want it? Or are we happy to continue to go with the status quo? Are we happy to continue following the existing well-worn path that other people have taken before us? Or are we willing to venture out and do something different? Are we willing to prioritize our life in such a way that aligns with the thing that we say we want? Are we willing to make the sacrifices that need to be made in order to achieve that big goal that we have? And from experience, you know, most people aren't willing to do that work. Most people aren't even willing to ask themselves the question of what do they want, because it's too confronting. It's too big, and they would rather sort of float blindly through life. But you are here. You are with me. You are someone that cares about your career and your impact. And knowing what you want is the most fundamental thing to creating results. With all my clients, we talk about, you know, what is your vision for your life? What is the vision for your career or your organization? This is all built around this one question. And once you sit with this question and you start to define your answer, I want you to let me know. I want you to share it with me, or share it with someone that you trust and that can hold that space for this higher version of yourself. And for many people, the answer is not terribly dissimilar to the life they already have or the path they are already on. And sometimes it is really just around a reprioritization or seeing a bigger picture. And for some people, the path is completely different. It requires them to show up in a different way. And I think until we can answer this question for ourselves, we will never be content. I think we will never be truly fulfilled. And if you're someone that thinks about this, if you've ever had that sort of pang of discontentment and been unsure of yourself or what it is you want, or been unsure of why you don't quite feel like it's ever enough, then I want you to really take the time to do this work. And as I said, once you know the answer to what you want, then that's when you can start to take action. It's when you can start to strategize and plan and try things and create your own pathway in the same way that I did, leaving development and stepping into coaching. It was, you know, it wasn't an easy choice, but it was one that I felt really clear on what my intention was, and I knew why it was important. And when I knew what I wanted, that was when I was able to craft that pathway. That was when I was able to take risks and stretch beyond what I thought was possible. And I know that that ability lies within each and every one of us if we're willing to do the work. That is when we can step into being that next version of ourselves and creating more alignment and more contentment and peace and joy within our own lives. And we also have the most impact, because we are no longer trying to validate ourselves. We are no longer trying to meet other people's expectations or ideas of what we should be or what we should be doing or how we should be showing up in the world. We have a newfound power and strength that is motivated by ourselves and our own self-belief and our own courage to at times break away from the mold, to break away from the status quo, and to forge a path that is unique and brave and wonderful. And so I leave you with this question, and I want you to mull over this and, you know, really get honest with yourself and define what it is you want. You know, and I really invite you to come over and share with me. Let me know what it is you want and give voice to that idea that you've perhaps kept inside, because I think there is so much power in truly defining things and to giving them voice. And, you know, lastly, I want to remind you to have fun with this process, right? There is no right or wrong way to do this. There is no right or wrong answer. There is just your unique answer. And that is what makes the world fun, is that we all want different things. And when we are courageous and brave enough to own that desire and to articulate that desire and take active steps to create that, that is when we see magic in the world. That is when we see people leading with purpose and impact. And I want more people like that in our industry and, you know, in our world. So do this work, no matter how scary it may be, and see what comes up for you. Because until we do, you'll continue to live on autopilot. And we get to do this life once. And so I want each of us to live it to the fullest. Okay, my friend, I'm leaving it there. Have a beautiful day until next time.
Thanks for joining me on the Building Up Leaders in Property podcast. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I'd love for you to take a moment and review the show if you found it helpful so that other people can find it. Or you might want to share it with a colleague. Thanks again. Have a beautiful day, and I'll see you next time.